Shalom Aleichem. This sicha, V'zoy Sabrocha Aleph, is just unreal, unbelievable. Interesting, both sichas of V'zoy Sabrocha, one and two, start off from the same place very much, and they go in different directions. One was said in Tav Shin Lamed Gimel, 1972, and one was said in Tav Shin Lamed Daled, 1973, on Simchas Torah. So let's start with the first one, V'zoy Sabrocha Aleph, Simchas Torah. Says in the Rambam, based on the Gemara, Mishnah, that Moshe established for the Am Yisrael that they will read in every Chag, in every Yom Tov, in Yonai, its topic. And what do they read? He goes through everything, and then he says, on the Yom Tov Achron of Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, we read Kol HaBechor. And on Simchas Torah, we read V'zoy Sabracha. Now, why do we read V'zoy Sabracha on that day, on the last day of Sukkot? So the Machzor Vitri, who's a student of Rashi, he says, you want to put Simchas HaTorah next to another Simchas Yom Tov. So it's a double Simcha, and it says a lot of times Simcha regarding the Chag of Sukkot. So therefore you put it together. But the Rebbe says, from the fact that the Rambam says that it's not only, you know, combined to Sukkot like the Machzor Vitri, but that it follows the idea that it's the concept within the laning is connected to the day, to the theme. Obviously, V'zoy Sabracha has something to do with the theme of the day. So other than the fact that actually finishing the Torah with that, and it happens to be the last parsha, is there a connection to the theme? So the Rebbe puts that aside, and we go back to that at the end of the Sikha. Then the Rebbe goes, beautiful, sorry. It's a famous question in Chassidus. Oida Torah. It's a Tzedek, and then it's developed also by the Tzedek Rebbe, and by the Rebbe Rashab. What's the connection between Simchas Torah and happiness with the Torah? Why are you happy for the Torah on this random day, on Chav Gimel, Tishrei? Shavuos is the time that the Torah was given. Hayyom HaKagoyim, that's the day. That's the day that changed us, right? It's Matan Torah. And Chassidus explains that the simcha of Simchas Torah is for the luchos shnius, for the second luchos, which we got on Yom Kippur. And Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, is the last day of after Yom Kippur. Basically, Yom Kippur, you're focusing on the fast. Then the next 4 days, you're preparing for Sukkot. Then you're focusing on Chag HaSukkot. And finally, you have an opportunity, the last day of Yom Tov, to celebrate the Kabbalas HaTorah that Moshe Rabbeinu came down on the mountain after 120 days with the Luchos Shnius. So Luchos Shnius brings Simcha. Now, we know that Siddhis, Pnimis HaTorah, and Nigla, Guf of the Torah, are combined. It's the Guf and the Sham of the same thing. So we have to understand, what is the question according to Nigla? We just asked the question, the Chassidus says, why is Simchas Torah Shmini Atzeres? But is that question valid according to Nigla, based on the fact that we just said, we know that that's the day that you finish Torah. So is there validity to this question in Mitzvah Torah? So Rebbe says, yes, because even if the fact that you do finish the Torah on Simchas Torah, nevertheless, Chag HaShavuos is the time that was Man Matan Torah Seinu. And Rashi says in the name of the Psad Yagoyen that in Aseres HaDibus you have all the Tayag mitzvahs. So by Zman Matan Torah on Shavuos you were given. So even if, yeah, we happen to finish the Torah each year on Simchas Torah, but the Simcha Shel Torah should be when you got it, because you have the whole thing. And he brings from an interesting medrash where Hashem told Shlomo HaMelech, you want Chachma? You want wisdom? Here's the wisdom. Shlomo wakes up, v'hinei chalom, it's a dream. What does Rabbi Yitzchak comes and says in the Medrash? Chalom haya. It was a dream where suddenly he would stand and hear a donkey make its sound, and he would understand what the donkey was saying. And a chirp of the bird, and he could understand what the bird is saying. And he comes to Yerushalayim, and he brings karbanos, and he makes a big party. And Rabbi Lozer says, from the fact that you see that he made a party after he got this insight, you learn that you make a Sa'udah L'Gemara Shel Torah, which is, by the way, an interesting source, that's why you have to make a Simcha when you finish Torah. And the Rebbe quotes from interesting the Ohr Zeruah and the Beis Yosef even, that this is the source for the minhag that you make simcha and simchas Torah for finishing Torah. That Shlomo HaMelech had this, like, you know, epiphany, and he got the wisdom. Now, the truth is, in that time, he didn't unpack all his wisdom yet. He just got the nekuda. And nevertheless, he made the celebration then. So why do we have to wait till we finish the whole Torah to make a celebration? I mean, we make a celebration even when we finish one Masechta. And if each year on Chag HaShavuos, you get all the Giluim, all the revelations again, Zman Matan Torah Seinu, you call Matan Torah, that should be the time that you celebrate Torah. Comes to Rebbe and says the difference between Chag HaShavuos and Shmini Atzeres is, as we said, one is Luchas Lishonis and one is Luchas Shnius. Now, so basically, now that we explain this question according to Nigla, why do you have to celebrate it? I mean, even though, yes, you got the second luchos, but seemingly the first luchos are the stronger, more important. He says, no. Luchos Rishonis was matana, was given as a gift. Luchos Shnius, however, or rather what we're doing at Shmini Atzeres is that we actually learned the Torah. Shmini Atzeres, we're coming and saying, not that, oh, by the way, I got a Torah. No, I spent the last 12 months going through the entire Torah. And you could only have simcha when it's not the famous expression, Nama de Chisufa, bread of shame. Yeah, you got shavuos, you got a gift. I didn't do anything for it. When's the Torah? When I learned to, that's when the simcha is in. And here the Rebbe says in the brackets, the Rebbe says, even the guy that doesn't know what he's saying, the lo yada maika omar, in the shtetl they used to define, like in the old country, the time of the Baal Shem Tov, they used to say about a certain Amar, it's a lo yada my kamarnik. He doesn't know what he's saying. And I've heard the Rebbe gives like just on the side, like this beautiful insight. Lo yada, he doesn't know my what kamar he's saying. But ultimately, he's saying it. He doesn't know what he's saying, but he's saying it. That's his avoda. But at least he had an avoda. But on Chag HaShavuos, it's big revelations. I didn't do anything. Now, the Rebbe says like this, if it's a gift, and it's giving me something that on my own potential I would never achieve, then I'm not embarrassed and I get it. I know I'm not shaykh to get it. But if you're gifting me with something that technically I'm shaykh to get there from myself, then I don't have a simcha when you give me the gift. I want to work for it. And therefore, when do we celebrate it? When you worked for it. Men, women, children, everybody. Even the smallest child. The smallest child could ask the same question. Why are we celebrating Simchas Torah and not Shavuos? And what could we tell him based on what we said? Look, at you, you're a child. We're teaching you Torah. Are you fully understanding it? No. When you're older, you'll understand and you'll have much more geshmak. So too, Shavuos, we get it. But when are we sameach? When we enjoy it, when we learned it, when we yada my kama or kama. Now, that's why we celebrate on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah when you finish it, even according to Nigla. Now, this fits with what it says in various Maimonim, that the reason of Simchas Torah and Shmini Atzeres is because of the Luchas Achronis that were given on Yom Kippur. In other words, till now we were just talking about, in general, that on Shmini Atzeres, we learned the whole year. But how does it connect to the fact that then was Luchas Shnius? Because what's the fundamental difference between Luchas Rishonis and Luchas Shnius? Luchas Rishonis is given a gift. Luchas Shnius, we have to work for, we have to do tshuva. As it says in Chazal, he brings the source of the Gemara in Edavin, that Il Molei Nenishtabu Luchas Rishonis, if the Luchas Rishonis had never been broken, Torah would never be forgotten from Am Yisrael, and no nation would ever be able to control us. So on the one hand, it's awesome. On the other hand, what did we develop in this Luchas Shnius? The union of Yegiyah and Torah, Halavanya, working, struggling, understanding, Geshmak. In other words, in the words of Chassidus, Matan Torah was our Yashar, was direct light. Avodas HaTzadikim, direct light. Luchas Shnius was our Chayzer, the light that goes through a bit of a circumvent way, but on the other hand, it's effort. So this connects very much to the theme that we're saying, that Shmini Atzeres is the time that you finish the Torah through your own effort. Now, those Maimarim bring another point. We just referenced it, but they unpack it more. That Luchas Rishonis referred to the level of Tzadikim, and Luchas Shnius referred to level of Baal Tshuva. Luchas Hashanahs Vayichan Sham Yisrael Kisha Chabalev Echad, we were all fantastic. But Luchas Shnias is Baal Tshuva. And we dafka have the Simcha when we get the Torah to the level of Baal Tshuva. Because that is Kiduv HaBoach HaDichuk. That's closeness that comes after distance. And this connects also to what we said at Simchas Torah, is that you finish Torah by your work, not by the fact that you got a gift. And we could explain this, and over here the Rebbe goes into just beautiful idea, the difference between a tzaddik and a baal tshuva. Unreal. It says like this. The difference between a tzaddik and a baal tshuva is in two. First of all, how they work with themselves and on their impact to the world. How they work on themselves. A tzaddik was born perfect. So he's just living his life. He's doing it naturally. Mitzat teva. However, the Baal Tshuva, that's not his teva. This is he sinned. He did something wrong. So now he needs to, he comes back and then he learns. It's a tremendous effort. It's not a natural thing. It's b'cheliyat sagi. It's an incredible effort. So that's the difference with the way they work with themselves. And then there's a difference in the way they impact the world. When the, just like we said that the tzaddik just reveals the kriches that was given to them, so too the home that they make for Hashem in this world is not, they're not transforming anything. They're just, you know, bringing energy, bringing positive light, but they're not taking something out of darkness and elevating it. They just bring something, the potential. So there's still room for bread of shame by the Avodah of Tzaddik. Why? Because ultimately, he didn't do much effort. All he's doing is just, you know, he's on cruise control. He's letting his energy flow out. But the Baal Tshuva, that he is turning things over so much so, that's Zdoinois, that things that he did b'mezid intentionally, not only do they become unintentional, but they become mitzvahs, nasle kezachiyos. Literally, he's taking Gimel Klippas HaTmeis, the lowest of the low, and transforming it to Yiddish, to Getlichkeit, to godliness. So this isn't only revelation. This is transformation. The tzaddik was revealing what already was. I'm taking something that was pure darkness, and I'm transforming it into something entirely new. So where is there no bread of shame? Dafka by the Baal Tshuva. The tzaddik has bread of shame. The Baal Tshuva doesn't. Because he literally did something transformative. So now we connect the two pshat. And we said that the first explanation was that Shmini Atzeres, you do it because you made the effort. And that connects to what we just said, that's the level of Baal Tshuva. Versus Shavuos, which is the level of a tzaddik. And that is that you just given the gift. So this is the combination of the two. But I have to say, like, pause. This is Levi Avtson's Titus Lakshan going on. What's the Rebbe saying? You know, the famous Sicha Chav Chesnis in Tavshinan Aleph Tut Alzah says, you can't do what you can. So you look at the Rebbe, you look at the Tzaddik, and you say the same, but they could do it. Now, I don't know, is the Rebbe referring to himself over here? Maybe not, don't stone me. But what's the Rebbe saying? It's tough. It's tough to us, complicated, compromised human beings, with all our issues, that we have power to transform in a way that tzaddik doesn't. And Dira B'tachtayim is dafka accomplished that. And this also explains why we go out and we try to reach out to Yidden who aren't necessarily from yet. Because where is the true transformation going to happen? Dafka in them, more than even us. In other words, the lower the person is and the more they have to, sorry, unpack themselves, the more they have to uplift themselves. The more transformation is, the less Nama de Chisufa is, and the more Dira B'tachtayim is accomplished. Cut. Back to the Sikh. Now we understand the connection between the Zayis HaBracha and the theme of the Yom Tov. What does the Zayis HaBracha talk about? It's an inheritance without effort. But then that's the way the parsha starts. But what does it finish off? Le'enei Kol Yisrael, and the famous Rashi that says that what happened in front of the eyes of all Am Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas, and the Ebeshter tells him, Yashakeach asher shibarta. And what does that reference? You broke the first ones, and now you bring the second ones. So the first ones was my Rasha, the Matana, given to you. Now it's through Avodah. So the end of the parasha references the power of the luchas shniyus. So now you come to Shmini Atzeres. After the 7 days of Sukkos, we know that Sukkos is all about downloading into the internal, into the pnimius, all the light and the energy of the original days of Tishrei. So now the Torah finally shines in the Beit Mikdash Atzmei. Now that you had Yom Kippur, and then you had the 7 days of Sukkos downloading that inspiration. Now you're fully ready. You come to the ultimate level of revelation. And he references in the Ara Torah that talks about Yom Kippur and Zayin Yimei HaSukkos is the Torah in the way of Makif. It's like surrounding you like a chuppah. And Shmini Atzeres is the finishing of the Chas. It's the Yichud. That's when it's now Niklat B'Pnimis. It now goes into in eternally. And over there, and it explains that this happens through tshuva. Therefore, the first luchas Rishonis was never fully digested. The klita wasn't fully digested. That's why they could serve with the Egel Azor. But through tshuva, you finally get the Shmini Atzeres. You get the klita. And therefore, after you finish all this, Lein Kol Yisrael, you start Padeshes Balikim and Sashmaim Asad. That's because through the avodah of a person, through learning Torah B'Koyach Atzmei, through their own effort, and dafka the way of a Baal Tshuva, which is not only their own effort, but it's a Koyach of Ischachus renewal, something new entirely. They become a partner with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Maisa Beishes, where literally they're partnering with Hashem, and they're equal partners. And therefore, the tzaddik, whose main job is to just reveal what already is a potential, it's not a true partnership. The tzaddik doesn't have a real partnership with the Eibishter. No, it's not a complete partnership because he's just doing, the easy stuff. When you do b'keich atzmai and leifen of ischachus, and you're doing something that you're transforming from a negative to a positive, from a world that gives displeasure to Hashem to a world that gives pleasure, you become similar to the Beida, you become a shutav b'shleimus like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you pashut see in this person she'Hashem elokei Yisrael melech malchuso b'kol mashallah, and the person does their mission as well. Unbelievable. What a sicha. What a sicha. Gosh. Gutke ben shtiara, kabbalah satayra, b'simcha u b'pnimius. You say on Shavuos, definitely it should be on Simchas.